Okay, let's get started with Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Ches as we continue marching our way through Shas, marching our way through Berak Bava Metzia, Maseches Bava Metzia, and marching our way through Hamafkid as we talk all about Inyanei Shomrim in this Perek. Remember, the first two Perekim were about Inyanei Aveda. This Perek is all about Inyanei Shomrim. Fourth and fifth Perek are two totally different topics. Fourth parak is all about transactions and ona'a. Fifth parak is all about ribis. And then after that, we get back to other issues of maskir, socher, shomrim. The mesachta gets back to that in all the hasochers. Hasocher, hasomnin, hasocher, hasopolim, hashoel, vichul. Okay, so now we are on Lamed Zayin, on the Beis. We are up to the two dots. V'chein shnei kelim amar amar shishnei kelim echad yafe mana ve'echad yafe elav zuz v'chulu. So if you remember, the Mishnah had given two cases on yesterday's daf, which we already discussed back on daf Beis, and that is if there are somebody stole from two different people, but he doesn't know who, or the second part of the Mishnah was he has borrowed 100 or two, or is guarding pikadon shnayim hifkidu, either 100 or 200, or in terms of Kalim, one's worth 100, one's worth 1,000. So ask the Gemara, what do you need both of those cases for? We already noted from Rabbi Yashiv yesterday, maybe the 1,000 is the Chiddush, even though the previous one was 200, 100, to tell me, even if it's 1,000, it's not his fault, because they gave it to him together, and he's not they're not makpid on each other. But either way, it's Richa. Says the Gemara, we need both cases about the money and about the Kalim. The E, Ashminan Hachka Maisa, because if you only had the case of the money, where two people gave him money, one 100, one 200, and now he doesn't know. Biahi kami rabbanan. Oh, maybe only over there. Do the rabbanan say that you give back 100 and 100, and then you put the other 100 away? Mishum deleka pseida, because there's no pseida there. There's nothing lost. Aval becha deika pseida de gadol. But in the case of the kalim, where remember, what do? You have a big kli and a small kli. So what do you have to do? You have to, let's go with Rashi's pshat, because the Rashba said, it was this line in the Gemara that caused Rashi to say what he said. Rashi says, you break the kli, and you give part of it, whatever's worth 100, to the other person, the rest you put away. So, avahadika pseida the gadol, but maybe by the kalim, where there's pseida, where there's hezek kavua, emamodi the Rabbi Yossi. Maybe there, the Rabbana would admit to Rabbi Yossi that just put it all away, because you don't want to cause the pseida. Look at Rashi Lashitaso, second to last Rashi, pseida the gadol, shel kli gadol, sheshe bruhu. That you break it. And therefore, when Eliyahu Navi comes, it tells you who it is. We discussed that also. What's Eliyahu Navi going to do? He's only an Eid Echad. Or maybe Rav Elchanan said, everybody will just be embarrassed in front of Eliyahu and admit. But either way, says Rashi, Nimsa Mafsid, it's going to be broken. Eliyahu Navi is not going to fix Kalim magically. So you might have thought there that the Rabbana would agree to Rabbi Yossi that you put it all away, right? Because of issue. Remember, the Rashba said you don't have to interpret the line this way. You could even say that Shviraso, by selling it, you're not going to have it. Right? And therefore, that's going to be the problem. So, again, the Rashba said you don't have to say what Rashi says, even though it sounds that way from this line. And if you only had the Kalim line, Bahakam Rabbi Yossi, maybe only over there, Rabbi Yossi just put it all away. But in the first case of the money, maybe he would agree to the Rabbanan, that at least give each person 100, and then just put the other 100 away. That's why you have to have the chiddush of, no, he even believes in the svara of Mahipsid Ramai in the Resha, and therefore you have to put it all away. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. As we just said, Vataima de Rabbi Yossi v'shem Hipsid Ramayu. If the reason for Rabbi Yossi is, as we just explained, if you don't have any impetus, if you don't have any motivation for the guy to admit that he's not going to admit, then it shouldn't make a difference between Kalim and money. Of course, Rabbi Yossi would say he put the whole thing away. It doesn't matter whether you're going to have a loss, a hefsid from the kli. That svara shouldn't make a difference. So Gemara says, Ela shravayu l'rabbanan yitzchak. Really, you're right. For Rabbi Yossi, you don't need both cases because his svara applies across the board. Vilozu avzuktani. Really, they're both the chiddush for the rabbanan, but really, the second case is the real chiddush for the rabbanan. Meaning you split it, even though you're going to have to break the kli. And even so, and even though the Mishnah could have just said the second case, as Rashi points out, Rav Yehuda HaNasi, sometimes, for methodological purposes, he builds up. Right, he builds up like somebody did a shiur. If you want to say the big finish at the end of the shiur, you could just say that. But part of the effect, part of the theatrics of the shiur is to build up slowly. That's lo zu av zuktani. Not only this, but even this. And that's what he did, even though he could have just said the second part of the Mishnah, as Rashi says on the fourth line, Tana Kalim Beresha, Hachanami Delo Istrich Sulamis Nimos. Didn't have to say that, but this is what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did. Remember, he was a master teacher. He knew exactly what how to teach. He throws in a couple of stories here and there, right? Especially the first Mishnah Shas has a story. He doesn't want to scare anyone. So already the first Mishnah Shas, and that's the godless of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Okay, so now we get into the next Mishnah, continuing. Hamafkid peiros etzachavero. So next issue of a shomer. Somebody, I'm guarding fruit for you. And they start getting ruined. Afilu hein avudin, even if they are avudin. What does avudin mean? So either, Rashi says, either animals are eating them, achbarim, or they're just going, they're rotting. Rei kavon. So what's the halacha? I have fruit. You didn't give me any instructions what to do with your fruit that are now rotting. Lo yiga bahen, you can't touch them. Don't touch them. Right, he gave them to you without specific instructions. Don't touch them. Reb Shimon Gamliel, that's the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mocher Bifnei Bezdin. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, you could sell it. You could sell it in front of Bezdin so they know that you're getting a good deal. Mipnei Shehu, Kimei Shev Aved, Lobailim. This is like Hashavas Aved. It's like they're going to get lost. If they're going to get lost, so you think the owner is going to want this, so you can act on his behalf and therefore sell it in front of a Bezdin. A number of points to talk about here. First, a question that the Achronim ask, and that is, we had a Mishnah earlier, not so long ago, 10 days ago on Daf Chav Ches, where the Mishnah said, not only am I not allowed to leave a lost item, but I have a responsibility to deal with a lost item, with tircha, with money. Remember the Mishnah? Kol davar she'oseva ochel yasev yochel. Anything, any animal that works for you and eats yasev yochel. V'davar she'enoseva ochel yimacher. The Mishnah talks about that. So why here are you not allowed to touch it? What's the difference between that case of real aveda? That's a real aveda that you found, that you have certain limitations, that if it's going to be bad, you sell it. While here, you're not allowed to touch it, according to the Tanakama. And this is by Pikadon. You're right, it's a different case, but we're treating it like an aveda, somebody else's item, that's going to get lost. What's the difference? So the Rishash's difference is, well, there's the exact difference between aveda and Pikadon. By Pikadon, the guy gave it to you, and he didn't give you instructions. He didn't give you instructions what to do with it if something happens. So that itself is a reyasa. That itself is an indication that he doesn't want you to touch it, because he would have taken into account these ideas. The dafka b'mafkid dechazinon dehifkida v'yodeya sheyenakelo chisronos. He knows that things rot over time, or animals could get there. Madu alo machram v'adai dechaviven alav. It must be this is chaviv to him, even if it's getting bad, as we're going to see in the Gemara. So therefore, that's why you're not allowed to touch it. Masheke b'aveda, but by aveda, you have no. The guy doesn't even know that it's lost. So we can have an umduna that this is what he would want you to do. That's the Rishash's answer. The difference between, ironically, when he gives it to you, but he didn't say anything. That's why you could act less for him and not touch it. Other achronim assume that maybe it's the chiddush of aveda. Really, here he gave it to you, it's not yours. Aveda, the high standard of a Hashevosolo, Xeris Akasiv, is that you have to deal with it and it's more connected to you and you have more rights. Hashevosolo, return it to him in a way that it's going to be returnable. That's the Xeris Akasiv of Hashevosolo. Remember, that is an all-inclusive type of mitzvah. We like to mention the Rambam in Nedarim, in the Pirshim Mishnayos in Nedarim, where the Rambam even says that what is the source for a doctor healing a patient? The Rambam does not quote Verapa Yerape from Baba Kama. Does not quote Mikan Shinita Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos. The Shulchan Aruch talks quotes that. But what's the source in the Torah for the chiyuv of a doctor to heal? V'hashivosolo. It's included in this. The Rambam says if you have to return his lost item, of course you have to return his lost health. Again, obviously, if you're in the position to do it. If somebody's not a doctor, he shouldn't be going and helping in an area that is beyond his expertise. Just like if there's an item that is beyond my ability to get. But that is at the Rambam's inclusion in Vashivosolo. So here too, the Achronim say maybe the Chiddush is that Mishnah earlier in Daf Chav Ches. Vashivosolo, you have a Chiyuv to be Meishiv to him as best as you can. And if that means to sell it, if it's getting ruined, if that means, so that's the Achilik. You might say that fits nicely to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel here says, well, Pikadon turns into Aveda. It's Lamaisa, Bebreshik Meshav Avedu Labayalim. It belongs to, it's not actually lost, but it's physically getting ruined, and therefore, this is something that you would be able to do. There's also an interesting sugya that comes up. What about the issue of Bal Tashchis? Right here, it's getting ruined, it's fruit, and it's rotting. So does that relate at all to our sugya? So this gets into the issue of, is there Bal Tashchis B'Shev Al Tasa? Usually Bal Tashchis is destroying something. What do we always say? Now we always say, we grew up maybe where our parents said, you have to finish what's on your plate, Bal Tashchis. Is that really Bal Tashchis? Is there Bal Tashchis B'Shev Al Tasa by not enjoying something? So it might relate to the two opinions that the Chinuch holds. The Chinuch in Parshas Shoftim, where Bal Tashchis comes up, quotes two different ideas behind this. What's the svar for Bal Tashchis? What's the svar? There are two ideas the Chinuch quotes. One is the more common opinion quoted, and that is, Hashem gives you something, you get hana'ah from it. It's terrible that you're not using what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. He gives you something to get hana'ah, and you are squashing the hana'ah that is potentially involved. Right? You can get benefit, and now you're like rejecting God's gift to you. Right, that is number one. There's also 2 days in Rashi, I think in Tainis Tavchaf, around there, Chaf of the base, I think, that the, also 2 days that express this, these 2 days. That's one idea. You're squandering the Hana. But the second day is classic Sefer HaChinuch. No, because destructive acts affect you. And if you spend your day doing Maisei Hashchasa, that's going to make you a Mushchas. That's going to make you a Mashchas type of person. Separate from the Hana'ah. So maybe the Bachamim could be Bal Tashchis B'Shev Al Tasa. Shev Al Tasa, you're also squandering God's gift to you, but you're not destroying it in a Maisei Hashchasa type of way. So maybe there's a difference between that. And there are other Nafkaminas. But there is a fascinating tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. Diane Weiss has a tshuva. There was someone who lived in Eretz Yisrael. He went to Chutz Laaretz for whatever reason. And when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he was makbid for Pas Yisrael. Because that's basically almost everything that we can get here, unless it's imported. But in Chutz Laaretz, it was harder. So he ate Pas Akum. Right, as we know, that is the only one of the four halachas that is a chumra, not a halacha. Bishul Yisrael is a halacha, and Chal of Yisrael is a halacha. It's just that Rav Moshe Feinstein says everything is called Chal of Yisrael today. Yayin, all of those areas in your Yoredei Chelek Beis, all those are halachas. The only one that's a chumra, because Tosfos says, the Rishonim say, it was too hard, so it was a Gzeirah Shein HaTzibur Yichol L'Amudbo, so it's a chumra today, not a din, is Pas Yisrael. Pas Yisrael. Again, you know all the ingredients are kosher, but a goy made it. Right? It's the chumra, the quote in Shulchan Aruch, to be makbid on that during Aser Simei Tshuva, but Mikra din, it's mutter to eat Pas Akum. So, the case in the Menachas Yisrael is, somebody comes back from Chutz Laaretz with Pas Akum. Now he's back in Eretz Yisrael. So, is he allowed to eat it? Or should he eat it? So he'll leave it over. Okay, that's Bal Tashchis B'Shev Al Tasa. Right? It's good food, but his nihug is not to eat it. That's his discussion. He discusses there whether there's Bal Tashchis B'Shev Al Tasa. That's related to our sugya here. You know, here there's another factor because it's somebody else's food. So the Gemara, though, does not relate to it, but again, if you want to say, oh, this Gemara quotes, that it's not a problem, so that could be noted to that way. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue, says the Mishnah. One other, that was on the discussions of the Tanakhama. How that, this, our Mishnah relates to the Mishnah earlier at Daf Chav Ches. There's also a discussion in the Achronim on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you're allowed to sell in front of Bezdin because he's Kameshiv Aveda Labailin. What if, so Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to sell it. What if he didn't sell it? What if he did, is that his fault? Rav Shimon Gamliel says you should sell it because it's getting lost. Is that a chayiv to sell? What if he doesn't sell it? Is he chayiv to pay for it? So that is a beautiful question of the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim in Hilchos Shomrim, Siman Lamed Hey, wonders, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so you have to sell it. Is that because of your Dinei Shmira? Does that chayiv to sell it? Is you accepted to guard it because you are a Shomer, so part of your Hilchos Shomrim is usually not to touch it, but, you know, if it's getting ruined, you have to. Or is that like a new chiyuv? Your Hilchos Shmira are done. But the Torah is now Machadesh, similar to Hashavas Aveda. Shavas Aveda, you're not a Shomer. You might result have the halacha of a Shomer. We discussed that, whether a Shomer Aveda, Shomer Shachar, or Shomer Chinam. That's the Prutah of Yosef. Came up earlier. But that's the question of the Machan Ephraim. Nistapakti, v'chalmakam sh'amru chachamim, tamakke yisachadero, v'ra ashim avutim, mochram ebez, v'nishu kumeshav aveda, im avar hanifkad, v'lo machran v'niskalkalu. If he didn't sell them, then they got ruined. Ichayev anifkad l'shlume. Does the nifkad have to pay? Mi amrinan, do we say, kivan dehefsidze asim meila belishum pshiyas anifkad? He wasn't poshea. Ashomer is chayev pshiyah. Was this pshia? He wasn't mamish poshe. It happened by itself. And even though it was incumbent upon him to sell it, but that's not part of his shmira. Chachamim require this as an external chiyuv, not flowing from your chova shmira. So do we say that? Oh, Dilma, no. Zil idach kisa. V'neima, kiva the kabbalah anifkat shmira, harei zachayev b'chol midi. The yesh b'yado la'atzil u'pasha lo'isil. It is called pshia. Even if it's midi da'asim v'meila. Right, that's the shayla. And then he talks about our Mishnah. That's the question that he has. And he goes back and forth regarding that. Okay, so we continue. So, Machlokas, what are you supposed to do if the fruit are getting ruined? Up my time, ask the Gemara, what is the reason for the Tanakama? Why does he say you shouldn't touch it? You know, logically, you would think there's not going to be anything left. So why lo yigabahen? Shouldn't you have to touch it? So the Gemara has 2 days. Amr of Kahana, Adam rotze bekav shelo, mitisha kavim shechavero. A person would rather have 1 kav of his own than 9 kavim of his friend. So therefore, even if it's getting ruined, don't touch it. Second day, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Chayshinan, Shema Asan Hamafkit Shuma Umaiser Amakom Acher. Maybe the Mafkit is going to eat lunch. He didn't take off Shumas and Maisers from his stuff yet. So you know what he says? You know that stuff I gave to the Shomer? That's my Shuma. And therefore, that's why the Shomer cannot sell it. Because maybe this is Shuma. And then you're going to cause somebody to eat Shuma. Tosis discusses here. Oh, how could we really be choshesh that? Because there's a halacha of being torim min amukaf, torim from produce that's next to the produce that you're working, making not tevel. So are we choshesh? So maybe the chashash is there. We're nervous that he already did it before he gave it to you. Not that he's going to do it now. Okay, either way, that's top, the tosis on top. So 2 deos here. There's a very hashkafic musr message type of line in Rashi. And this is picked up on by the Achronim. First day, Rav Kahana says, it's better to have 1 kav of yours. Why? Why does a person want 1 kav of his rather than 9 kav of someone else? Rashi says, first Rashi, kav shelo, chaviva alav, al yedei sha'ama bohen. Because he worked to get it. When you work to get it, so then that's yours. And that's exactly why the Rishash has a suffix. What if we know the guy bought it? He didn't work for it. According to Rashi, is that amelus? Maybe he would be able to, sure, would be able to sell that, because the guy doesn't have that amelus connection to it. Right? Maybe not. The Rishash has that suffix. The Ritva assumes it's Lavdafka. Lavdafka, you know, even if he bought it, he had the amelus of buying it. He had some type of amelus. But what's the issue here? Amelus creates a connection. If you look in the Rav Dessler, the Michtam Elio, first page of Chelek Gimel. His first piece in Chelek Gimel is called Amal Va'avoda. Hard work, says the Rav Dessler. Ha'adam ha'amel bedavar misuyam kemidas amalo miskasher hu elav. When a person works hard in an area, the harder he works, the more connected he is for that item. The ahavaso ledavar ze misgaberes v'holeches im hagbaras ha'yagia. The greater yagia, the greater connection. Anuroim ki adam sha'ama lintoa eitz v'torach v'gidulo. Somebody plants a tree and works at it. Somebody does any project, anything at work. Nikshari love. Acha maskaleho voso. It becomes yours. You start loving it. Because you see a little bit of yourself in there. Kiao yadeshish kia bo es kochosa va amalbo. Roehu ba eitz chelik me atzmo. Me ha'anishelo. Velakach makushere love. He's connected. Umishim kach marbehu latapcho liaposo. Kadesha ha'eitz shelo yirenoya. Where do you see this in Shas and Chazal? This idea that amelos creates a connection. Yisod zeho runu chazal ba matzia daflam and ches. That's what he quotes. You would think he'll quote something from Amelus from Maseches Brachos or something else. No, he quotes Bamitzia and Amafkid. And the Rashi right here. Adam rotza bekav shalom itishakadam shachaveiro. Rashi. Aide sha'am alalav. That's exactly the point. And then he says, he cross-references, look what I wrote in Kutras Achesed and Chelek Aleph. That's one of his most famous pieces, where he talks about the parents. Why do parents love kids so much? Not because they love and therefore they give. They give and therefore they love. The more you give, the more you love. Because the more there's a melus, the more that creates love. And then Rav Dessler says, in bedavar gashmikach, bedavar ruchani alachas kama vakama. If it applies in gashmias, it for sure implies in ruchnias. Kechal sha'amal adam yoter, lezakos v'mayla ruchnias, and I work hard to get his chus, to learn a piece of Torah, to be kone amida. Davaku yoter b'mayla zos, acha hofechas lios kinyan b'nafsho. It's part of him, right? And that's what the Gemara says elsewhere, based on the first parak in Tehillim, right? First it says, Torah Hashem, and then uvisoraso yege. B'tchila nikreis al shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulubasof nikreis al shemo. Right? That's based on the Gemara. It becomes part of you. And he continues, Amelos by mitzvos, haklal hu, sheha oses, a mitzvah, bitzaro ba'amel, aide nasa yikara zot lo me'od, vidalachum iskasha yoser ala mitzvah. And he continues the first couple of pages related to Amelos creating a connection. Right? That's all you need for this line. Rav Dessler. But again, everyone talks about it. There's a one line in the Malbim. It's a great one-liner on a pasuk that we all know. Says the Malbim, in Tehillim, kuf chaf ches, Yegia kapecha kisochel ashrecha v'toblach. Yegia kapecha, if you have yegia kapayim, if you have a melus, kisochel, enough for you to eat, meaning all an appropriate amount, ashrecha v'toblach, then it's great, it's praiseworthy to you. If you're yegia kapecha way beyond the what you need, that's not going to be ashrecha v'toblach. We have to have a tremendous amount of a melus, but only for what we need. We have to remember what our ishtablus is and what's the rest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im yegia kapecha, yirak bishir shetochal, shlo tiyagea la ha'ashir, la harbos hon, rak kashir ha'hechrechi, la amidas ha'chai, limso ochel, az ashrecha v'toblach. Yishlomar osher ha'nefesh, im tov ha'chaim ba'olam hazeh, then you'll get osher with an aleph and osher with an ayin. Right, then you'll have both. Me'ata yisaper, and then he talks about the real shleima sabesi, right? Eshachon can get from Pariah, Biak and Zecha, your wife, your children, but that's the Malbim. Again, this is all over. Rav Chai Shulevitz, the Sichas Musar talks about this. That's why Bikurim, we make such a big fuss about Bikurim, right? We've discussed this. Why Bikurim is the only mitzvah that has a mitzvah parade described in the Mishnayos. What are we so excited about by Bikurim? And why is Bikurim the only mitzvah, many point this out, that has an element of hishtachavaya by it? There is no other mitzvah in the world of mitzvos they have to bow down by. That's part of the mitzvah, hishtachavisa. Because that has so much amelus. You planted, you schlepped, you brought it. And you're taking that amelus, something that you have such a connection to, and you're giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an amazing thing, right? Bikurim also fits into that. That's all about Amelos. Okay, Viter. Let's continue. So back to the 2 days in the Gemara about what the reason is for the Tanakama. You can't touch them. A, because the person wants his own stuff. B, because maybe it's Truma. We have a brisa that quotes our Mishnah, but then adds in another line. Therefore, Balabayis osa osan truma umaiser al makom acher. Because we could assume the shomer did not touch them, that is why the Balabayis, without knowing whether the shomer did anything to them, could be mafir shumas and maisers from his own stuff. So Bishlam Rav Kahana, according to Rav Kahana, the Mishnah flows. Why? Why? You read the Mishnah like this, according to Rav Kahana, day number one. The Shomer is not allowed to sell it because the person wants his own stuff. Therefore, the Baal HaBayis can be Ma'af Hashem and Ma'as from it. Elul Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my Lafichach, according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, you're mixing up the reason and the result. The reason he's not allowed to touch it is because maybe the Baal HaBayis took off Shumas and Ma'as. What does that have to do with, therefore, he could take off Shumas and Ma'as? Says the Gemara, what's the difference? Hachi Gamar. You could say it's both. Hashta to Amr Abanan lo nizvin de chayshinan. Since we say the Shomer has to be choshe, so the Balabayas already did it, so from the Balabayas' point of view, he could do it. Even though he didn't do it earlier, because he can assume the Shomer didn't touch it. Laficha Balabayas also was on Shuma Maestra Malkom Acher. So it could fit in according to either Svara. Right? The Laficha is just that the Balabayas can now sell it. But it could be that the reason that the Shomer can't touch it is because he has to be choshesh that the Baal HaBayis might have sold it. Amar Rabbi Barchanan Rabbi Yochanan Machlokes Bechdei Chesronan. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole Machlokes here is only if it is depreciating in a normal way. B'chdei chesronan, it's a normal depreciation rate. Avo yosem b'chdei chesronan, but if it's totally getting depreciated and there's going to be basically nothing left, yosem b'chdei chesronan, tibri yakol mochron bebesin. Then everybody agrees, right, even the Tanakhama says you can sell it. You're going to have nothing left. There's not even going to be a kapshalo. Right, there's not going to be nothing left if it's totally depreciating so quickly, so that even the Tanakhama would say you could sell it. Says the Gemara, Ad Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'adei plika. According to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the second day, so this is for sure, Rabbi Yochanan is not agreeing. Why? Because if the issue is you might be selling Shuma, then who cares that, oh, it's depleting so quickly? You still might be selling Truma, and you're causing somebody to do an Avera that's Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's terrible. So, Yochanan is definitely arguing on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, because according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, there would be no limitations. If you're worried about Shumas and Maestros, even if it's totally getting depleted. Ad Rav Kahana Milemet Pliga, but is he arguing on Rav Kahana? Would this limitation make sense for Rav Kahana? So, Kika answer is, yeah. Kika Rav Kahana Michtei Chesrona Kamar. It could be that Rav Kahana is only saying that a person wants his own stuff when it's natural, normal depreciation. Vaharot Seh Bekav Shelo, Mitisha Kavin Shel Chavero. But, says the Gemara, but his svara is a person wants his own stuff. So the Gemara said, and that's a big difference. A person wants his own kav more than tisha kav and shal chavero, and that doesn't sound like normal depreciation. That jump, guzma ba'alma. Don't take that lashon literally. It just means a person would rather have his own stuff even if it's less. But if it's a very large differential between them, so then we could assume that the Gemara is suggesting that Rabbi Yochanan could agree with Rav Kahana that this is what the Bala Bayis would want you to do. Good. Meisve, continuing. So the Brisa says, Lofichah Bala Bayis, Osos on Shuma Maestro Makamacher. The Bala Bayis is allowed to make a Shumas and Maestros for when he's at home. You can assume it's still there. V'leichush Dilma, Havi Luhu Yosir Michdei Chesronan V'zavdinu V'kachal Tfalim. But one second, we just said that maybe we could try to, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's allowed to sell it because we could assume that this is what he would want to do. But why shouldn't the Baal Habayis, the owner, have to be Choshesh that maybe he was depreciating at a crazy fast rate and the guy sold it, and then it'll end up his Hafarshim and Maestros was no good and he's eating Tevel? He doesn't have to worry about that. It's not shriach. So the Rabbi Bishtachi, right? My mizavnina luhu. But one second. So then it's circular. Because what if it actually happens? Then the shomer shouldn't be able to sell it. Because the Bala Bayis doesn't have to worry about it because it's not common. So then the shomer shouldn't be able to sell it. You're right, he's only allowed to sell it where it's depreciating fast, but even when he's allowed to do that, he's only allowed to sell it to Kohanim. Because, you know, that is the, then there's no worry. Even if you made it into Truma, it's okay. Okay, so why shouldn't Rav Nachman Yitzchak also say that? Why is he worried that you're not allowed to sell it? Because it is, because you're worried that the Baal HaBayis already sold it. So where it says, v'hapligi. No, this is the machlokas. The Rabba bar bar chana savar yoser michdei chesrona lo shchiach midi. It's not so common, right, at all. V'chi mishtakech l'kamei hu tahavi yeser michdei chesrona. And even if it happens, it happens much later. It doesn't happen right away. V'yavil hu Baal HaBayis shuma maisra makom acher. And therefore, if the Baal HaBayis had made a shumas and maisras, mikamei davi luhu yoser michdei chesrona avil luhu. He would have made a shumas and maisras earlier. He's not going to make a Shumas and Maestros a long time after he gives it to the Shomer, because then he himself would be nervous, maybe, that it got ruined. But he'll do it soon after. And if it's soon after, so then it will not have been ruined yet, Yosef Mechle Chesronan, and therefore the Shomer would still have it in his hands, and therefore that part of Shumas and Maestros would be good, and that's why he could just sell it to Kohanim. Hilka, ki havi lo Yosef Mechle Chesronan, nizev ninu lekohanim b'dmei Truma. Fine. For Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Savar, Yosef Mechle Chesronan Mishka Shchiach, no! It's not as uncommon as you think. And when it happens, it might even happen quicker than you think. The amrit niz veninhu. And if you say the shomer is allowed to sell it, it can lead to problems. Zimnin the kadim umazvin luhu. Maybe he'll sell it quickly. He'll have in mind that this other stuff is his shumas and maestros, but it won't be his anymore. The shomer is allowed to sell it for him, and he'll end up eating tevel, and it would be terrible. And that is why, says the second day out, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that you're not allowed to sell it. Again, we like to say it's not a machlokas a metzias about how common it is. It's just there's a certain level of depreciation that happens quickly. And the question is, halachically, do we have to be choshesh to that? Okay, period. What about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? So if you look in Hilchos She'ela, Perek Zion, Halacha Aleph, there's a Ravid. There's a Ravid. Right, the Rambam quotes his halacha. Hamakir peres is a chaveiro harizelo yigabahen. Quotes our Mishnah. V'yalva bishin chosrin umismatin v'holchin. The Rambam quotes like the Tanakhama. Don't touch them. Bamed the Rambam urim b'shachasru chisar and haroyim lehen b'chol shana. Avalim chasru yoser michleches ronan mochrin bebeznin mibnei hashev aveda labaylam. And so when it's very depreciated, very depreciated and quickly, gotta sell it. But what does the Gemara say? And the Rambam quotes it. Ukshu mochran yim kar lakonim b'demei truma, which is cheaper because there's less demand. Shema asu osan avaylam truma o trumas meister al peres acheros. Fine. Says the Ravid. Amar Avraham achsha beilu amakomos she'einon tarminu ma'asrin mochran lamisha yirtzeh. Says the Ravid, bizman hazeh, we're not being mafresh trumas and meisters. Right? We're not being mafresh. We take a little bit, throw it out. So the Ravid says, bizman hazeh, one is allowed to sell it to whoever he wants. An important hosafa. The Isser of Tevel has a huge discussion. We don't have time to go into it now. We discussed it. This is a mitzvah shir a number of years ago. But there are pages and pages of the Minchas Chinuch on mitzvah Reish Pei Gimel. The mitzvah of eating, I'm sorry, Reish Pei Dalet. The mitzvah of eating Tevel. But just to give just the beginning of the chinuch, which already gives away one of the major issues of tevel, shal lochal tevel, bein yisrael bein kohen, even a kohen is not allowed to eat tevel, v'inyan ha-kasev lomar, shelo yechalalu ha-kadshim, ba'odan me'uravim im ha-chulin. Wow. Interesting formulation. Eating tevel is being mechalal the what kadshim? Truma. You're being mechalal it. Right, that's the big shayla. If tevel is only usher because of the truma shabo, so why can't kohanim eat from it? Right, kohanim can eat truma. So the answer is, there's not a discussion of Rashi and Tosfos and Yavamis, but the answer is because not everything that is mutter means that you can eat it right away. Kohanim can't eat karbanis right away until after Zrikas Adam. Right after Akhtir Zagadam, or maybe even after other avodos, they can't eat the what's left over. Right? They can, oh, Kohanim can eat truma. No, you need a ma'is adam. So here too, Kohanim are able to eat truma only after there's a ma'is afrasha. Even if tevel is awesome because of the truma shabo, like the chinuch seems to say, still, it doesn't mean that a kohen can eat it right away. There's still a lot more. But again, there's a lot of lumdus and tevel. We'll see at the end at this time to go back to some of the questions that the Sefer HaChinuch brings up. Okay, either way, we continue. Says the Gemara Meisvei, Hamaf Kepir says the Chaveiro. The Herkivu, Yainich, when somebody gives their fruit, gives fruit to their friend, and Herkivu, and it, the fruit rot. Yain v'hichmetz, shevin v'hivish. The wine becomes vinegar, oil v'hivish, dvash v'hivish. Something happens to honey, which is unusual because the saying goes that honey is the only food that doesn't spoil and it can stay for years and decades. But something happened to the honey that it's not good anymore. Harizelo yigabahen de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, if you have items that are getting ruined, you can't touch them. Sounds like the Tanakama. Fachachabim omriv oselem takanu mochar bebezdin. Chum say no, you're allowed to sell them in bezdin because they are totally getting ruined. If you sell them, you're not allowed to sell them to yourself. And that looks bad. This chashad, right? In a mochan la'atzmo, you're not allowed to sell it to yourself. You only can sell it to others. Kayosibo, similarly, says the Braisa, gabay tzaka bismachein mohem aniyim lachalek. If the gabay tzaka don't have poor people in order to get change and be mefaret their coins, because also Rashi points out some coins rot over time. Some type of nechoshes get rusty, so they want to change the coins. Don't change the coins with your own money. Parton la'acher mein parton la'atzmon. Have somebody else change the coins for you because it doesn't look good. It is chishad. Good gabai tamchui. Same thing, tamchui, where they have like a soup kitchen and a collection. All of these are, you know, you do it to others. But the first part of the Brisa said, "Ktani mios peros v'herkivu." My lava fil yosem echleiches ronan. It says fruit v'herkivu. Then you're allowed to, right? The Tanakhama says you're allowed to sell it, right? The Tanakhama says, Rameir says you're allowed to touch it. Chum say you're allowed to sell it. So isn't this talking about even yosem echleiches ronan? And you still see there's a machlokas. Kasha Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's yosem echleiches ronan, everybody agrees. Lo. No, maybe it's normal depreciation. But it says it's totally ruined. The yesterday chesronan in who? So it's obviously talking about a case of Yoser, Michlei Chesronah, and more than normal depreciation. Answer, shiny hani, kivan to come. These are different. Because these, once they cross the threshold, they're done. Once wine becomes vinegar, done. There's nothing more happening, and you can't save it from what it is. So in a case where there's depreciation and it keeps changing, lara, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, then everybody would agree that you ought to sell it. But here, it's done. It's finished. It's too late to save anything. And therefore, in that case, there would still be the machlokas. There's an interesting discussion. The Rambam says that after you sell it, let's say in any case where you're allowed to sell it, you're allowed to sell it, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, are you allowed to use the money? You're a shomer. So you would think you're a shomer. You sold it because it was getting ruined. You're not allowed to use the money. Rambam says you're allowed to. Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, v'hadamim yumunachem etzlo v'yesh lo lehishtamish bahem lefichach. You're allowed to use the money. Ask the Magen Mishnah, where does he get this from? We're talking about a shomer. Maybe he's even a shomer that he's allowed to touch. Shomer chinam, shomer sachar. Lone is bar zeh b'gemara. Doesn't say that anywhere. Aval rabbeinu dimazeh. It must be similar to a case to ma'os tsrurin eitzal chenvani, which we'll get to, Beth Hashem, which we had a little bit also. Right? Maybe it's similar to a case of a chenvani. You give money to a chenvani, and you're allowed to use it in certain cases. It depends if it's closed up in a knapsack or not. But either way, that's discussed. And even though if you're a motzi aveda and you use it, chay ba'onsei adamim kishoel, ava bishlo nishtamish b'hen, kiva shiyokol nishtamish, for tier 2 zevi amru, there's a difference. Veda, Pikadon, the important Magen Mishnah here that he discusses why there's a difference between Chiyuvim. Ba'aveda, Kivashu, Shomer, Sachar, Memela, Filu, Ba'aveda, Atzma, Aveshin, Yachol, Shamishba, Bedamim, Shu, Yachol, Shamishblen, Anumalan, Oso, Madrega, Achas, Vachai, Ba'onsen, Avokan, Ilule, Atash, Meshenu, Elisham, Achinam. So he just raised them up once. Okay, either way, Lamaisa, it's a Chiddush of the Rambam that you're allowed to use it. Right, the last line. Shemen dehivish dvash vehidvish. You say you're allowed to sell the oil or the honey. Lamai chazi, what's it roi for now? It's done. Shemen chazul gildoi. Shemen oil is roi for gildoi. Rashi lasuch oros. To smear leather with. Let us smear leather with it. Ask the Meiri, but wait a minute. If you're worried that it's truma, how are you allowed to smear leather with truma oil? That's not called a normal usage. So the Meiri says that, you know, a person doesn't leave it for so long. Ain't other mashir zeh kol kacharis man. We're not going to leave it for so long, and therefore we don't have to really be nervous about this in this case. Kol shi nichan zman harbe lo asan truma. She'ain other mivazek kol kach ba'ochlin shel hektish lahanichan ashiyatsido lagamre. Right, you don't have to be worried in that case that a person is going to leave the truma so long. Dvash. Continuing, l'ktisha d'gamli, honey is good to put on the wound of a camel. Fine. V'chachamim omrim, what the chachamim say in the b'raisa, osan takano, machon abezdin. You can do something good, make a takano, and sell an abezdin. So my takano avid lehu. What are you fixing? It's, as we said before, kivin to come. It's already done. What are you able to salvage? Amar avashi, likan kanim, the barrels. The barrels aren't done yet. Even if wine turns to vinegar, the barrels aren't full of vinegar yet, and therefore, maybe you could do that to sell them to save the barrels. But so what's the machlokas about then, lamaisa, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim and this raisa? About the ability to sell the barrels? Demar savar lehefsin meruba chashashu, lehefsin mua lo chashashu. Now let us sell just to save a hefsin mua, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Umar savar, afi lehefsin mua, nami chashashu. Fine, that's the machlokas in the raisa. Weiter. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Yim Karein Bevezdin, Rebeishukam Meshav Aveda Labailim. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, in our Mishnah, he's selling Aveda because it's like Meshav Aveda. It's Ma Rebbe Abba, Rebbe Yaakov, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Halacha Kerb Shimon Gamliel. Halacha is like Reshbag, meaning you're allowed to sell it. Rabba Amar of Nachmin, Halacha Gdiver Chachamim. No, you're not allowed to sell it. Halacha is like the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, let's continue for a minute. Va'amar Rav Yochanan chadazimna, but didn't Rav Yochanan really say this? What does Rav Yochanan have to tell me that halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel for? He already made a general rule that halacha is always like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But da'amar Rabba bar Barchana amar Rav Yochanan, kol makom sheshana Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mishnah seinu, halacha kamoso. Whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel says a statement in a mishnah, we paskin like that with three exceptions. Chutz mi arev, v'tzidon, v'rayachrona. Rashi quotes the cases. Arev from the end of Bava Basra, tzidon from Gittin, and rayachrona from Sanhedrin. So generally, though, we paskin like Rosh Gamliel. So why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say the halacha like Rosh Gamliel here? The halacha is always like Rosh Gamliel. Answer: Amoroinin uvaliba de Rabbi Yochanan. Really, it's a machlokes amoroim within Rabbi Yochanan, meaning machlokes whether Rabbi Yochanan says we always paskin like him or in specific cases. There's an interesting line in the Rif, and the Rush has this discussion. The Rush quotes the Rif, but the Rif says it that we paskin like Rav Nachman because he's Basroi. Rav Nachman, who says that the halacha is like the Chachamim, like the Tanakam in our Mishnah, that he's Basra. And that's why we would paskin like him. The Rush has a very interesting comment here. V'tema li'al divrei Rav Alfizal, delokai malon halacha ki Basroi, ela me abaya v'rava ve'eloch.
We have this counter pressure, right? We have this difficulty because we have two different yisodos, two different rules of sock that seem to go against each other. If you have a Rebbe and a Talmud, right? Who, right? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim, right? You pass like the Rebbe over the Talmud, but on the other end we have halacha called halacha kabasroi. How do those two converge? Says the Rosh, no problem. Pre and post Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava before, halacha like the Rebbe. Afterwards, halacha kebasroi. And therefore, the Rush argues on the Rif and says that you don't use the principle of halacha kebasroi by Rav Nachman. Right? We only use that principle after Abaye and Rava. V'imishum de Rava basrahu, lav mishmei denafshi kamar. And if you want to say, Rav is basra, but he's not saying his own sheet. V'imishum de hilchazak Rav Nachman bedini, hayodaka keneged b'nei doro, v'lo keneged rabosav. V'o, t'kayim ala nami alav g'shmuel bedini, v'yupazak rashbag, u'lechora nira, t'halacha k'Rav Yochanan v'shmuel. Therefore, the Rush argues, he says the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So machlokas regarding Psak, and whether Abaye and Rava, right? They're Abaye and Rava, interesting. They're the Amoram that are known to capture all of Gemara knowledge, right? Remember the Rambam? The Rambam talks about Havayas da Abaye v'Rava, right? That's Lechem and Basar, as described in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. It's Havayas da Abaye v'Rava. Okay, so that is important to comment, the Riff of the Rush. Viter. Says the Gemara, Midereb Shibid Begam. Now we are about to expand this machlokas, right? We have a machlokas here about a shomer. If something is getting ruined, do we have rights to sell it, and does he have a responsibility to sell it? There's a similar case. What if somebody is captured? He's a shavui, and we see his property is getting damaged or lost. Do we say it's the same machlokas there? Is he allowed to sell it? So first we say, yeah. Mid Rav Shimon Gamliel Nishma. We from Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita Nishma. We should learn de Moridin Karov Lenechsei Shavui, that a relative could go down to the property of someone who was captured and sell it for them. Mid Rabbanan Nishma de Ein Moridin. The Rabbanan would say you're not allowed to touch it. Lo Yiga Bohen. It must be that in the case of the Shavui de Ein Moridin Karov Lenechsei Shavui. The Karov can't. So Gemara says at first maybe it's an exactly parallel context by Shomer and by Shavui. And the Gemara says Umimai, no, you don't have to say that. Maybe you should be mechalik between the contexts. Umimai. Dilma ad kal makam Rav Shimon Gamliel hacha. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel say you're allowed to sell it? El mishum de kalkal yakarna. The whole thing is being ruined. There's not going to be any principle left. Aval hasam hachanami dein moridin. But over there, when it comes to Shavui, it's that all things going down a little bit, depreciating. It's not all getting ruined. So maybe there, even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that you're not allowed to touch it. V'ad kal makam ri rabbanan hacha. And when did the rabbanan say you're not allowed to touch it? Ella we have the two days on Amud Aleph, whether a person wants his own stuff or maybe his truma. So there are specific reasons. But maybe those reasons don't apply by Moridin. So maybe it's not a parallel. Each sheet might say like the other one. So you're telling me that you might be mechalik between the two of them? V'yahamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel v'yamar Shmuel morid ekar l'nechsei shavui la mishum dechad taimuhu. But one second, Shmuel says halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel, right? The Rush just quoted this before. That's what we possibly like him. Shmuel says halacha like Rashbag, and Shmuel also says that you're allowed to sell morid ekar l'nechsei shavui. Isn't that because it's the same shita? Shmuel says lo tre tamininu. You don't have to say that. You don't have to say the two machlokas are connected. You might say you're allowed to sell in each case, but not dafka because they're connected. And Achanami Mistaver, it also makes sense that it's two different reasons why. The Yomar Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha Kidevre Chachamim. The Amar Rav Nachman, Moridin Karlan Echse Shavui. Because Rav Nachman says, Halacha like the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that you are not allowed to touch it, but he also says you're allowed to. By Nechse Shavui. So you see they're not exactly parallel. El Shvamina Tre Tamayinu Shvamina.
Period. So now we get to the general machlokes about nichsei shavui itmar shavui shenishba. You have somebody who was captured, or the ritva adds on. Doesn't have to be such an extreme case. Somebody who gets stuck somewhere that he can't get back. He's on a business trip. Anyway, he's somewhere, he can't get back, and now you're worried about his property. What responsibilities do you have in terms of lo samar al dam reyecha? Right? What do you have? So Rav Amar, ain't more the karav l'nechasav. Rav says, karav can't go down to sell the property. Shmuel Amar, morid din karav l'nechasav. He can. So Bishamu Boshemes, when the relative heard that he died, Tosfos says, not with two witnesses, because then there wouldn't be a machlokes. Right, if you know the person died, then he's Yoresh. But Tosfos says, it's a case about where you heard maybe one aid, maybe there's just an unsubstantiated rumor. So, b'shamu boshe meiskuli amalo pligi demoridin. If there's good reason to believe that the person died, then yes, the relative could go down. Everybody would agree to that. Ki pligi b'shalo shamu boshe meis. The machlokis is where he didn't hear that he died. Right, so you have no idea. You just know he's missing. Rav Amar Ein Moridin. Rav says no. You're not allowed to deal mamafsilahu. Why? Rav says Ein Moridin. You don't know if the guy died yet, so it's not really. You don't really view this as your property yet. You don't know if you're going to yarshin it yet, so you're not going to take care of it as if it's yours. And therefore, we're not going to let you do it because maybe you'll be mafsid it. V'shmuel na'amar moridin. No, kiva to amar mai shayimina luhu ka'aris. Shmuel says no. Since he's going to get a portion when the guy comes back, when the shavi comes back, then he's going to have to pay this relative like a sharecropper because he worked for him. So therefore, he has an interest in it. Mafsid luhu, and therefore we don't have to be worried that he's going to be mafsid it. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll make one or two interesting comments. Meisve, so related to the Zachlokas of Balazar Omer, Mimashba Shinem Rav Achara Api Varaki Eschem, when Hashem gets mad at us and says, I'm going to get angry and he's going to kill us, Yodea Ani, the pasuk continues and says, and your wives are going to be widows and your children are going to be orphans. So Gemara says, Yodea Ani Shinishosem Amanazu Vaneim Yisomim. That usually happens when a person dies. His wife becomes a widow, and his children becomes his homim. Elamata malam avayin sheikh v'chulu v'gomer. So why does the Torah have to explicate? Melamei, so no, it's referring to a deeper punishment. They're not just going to be widows. They're going to want to get remarried, but they're not going to be able to because they're not going to know where their husbands are. And the children are going to want to go down to nechse avien, vein menichanosan. And we're not going to let them. Kasha on Shmuel, because Shmuel holds that you're not morid karov v'nechsei shavui, even if you don't know he died. So here, you don't know he died, that's the curse of the Torah. But what do you mean? According to Shmuel, you should be able to sell it. Amarava, leirid v'lim kartzan. Right, Shmuel Rava says, no, leirid, the children are not able to go down and sell it, meaning exactly what Shmuel said, and Shmuel says that moridin, that they are able to be morid, but here, leirid v'lim kartznan, they wouldn't be able to, and that's what it's being referred to in the Braisa. Havi'uvda ben Ardo, pashtar evshesh, mihal masisan. There was a story in Arda. I'm sorry, stop there for a moment by Havi Uvda, because there's another important comment after that I wanted to mention. Maybe just to finish up, we'll see if there's time right after the story, if we can add, there is a fascinating story here in the Chashuk Echemet. Amazing. Related to Shamu Bo Shemes. This can be used in many contexts. I think it's also related to a Shabbat Shuvah, the underlying message. The case is, Ma'isa Shoya Bihudi Agarba America. There's a story about a man that lived in America that he got a call from a old age home in London that, you know, I'm sorry to say, but your mother has passed away. Mother has passed away. And he said, okay. He said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to get there, but, you know, take care of all the arrangements and fine. They do. He makes a bracha of Dain HaEmes. 3 days later, he gets a call and his mother's on the phone. His mother, she's like, oh, hi, what? She's like, yeah, they made a mistake. It was my roommate that was niftura. They got the numbers mixed up. And it was my roommate, and I'm fine. His shaila to Rav Zilberstein was, does he make a bracha now that he knows his mother is alive? Right? His kasha, Miala Maskir, he says, my mother, does he make a bracha of Ashech Yanu, Mechaya Mesim, literally? Does he make a bracha? Okay, so we might be thinking, forget the bracha, there's a lawsuit going on here. But wait a second. After doing some more research, there's more details of the story that came out. After they realized their mistake, the menahel of the base avos of the old age home has to call the son of the real woman who died. The real son of the woman who died. So what does he do? He picks up the phone and he says, okay, that's what I got to do. So he calls the son. He says, I'm sorry to say that your mother was Niftara. He doesn't even finish getting the words out, and the son starts screaming, but make sure you follow my instructions. I wrote it specifically. I want my mother cremated. Make sure you follow the instructions. And the mother had been buried 3 days earlier. What comes out? There was a machlokas for the best 20 years between the mother and the son. The mother was a Jewish woman. She wanted to be buried. Kedasu kedin. And the son was off, and he said, no way, I don't believe in that stuff. And she davened and cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 20 years. I want to be buried. I want to have Kever Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it in this regard. So this guy now, I don't know what happened in the story, but if this guy realizes that he was now the tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's so much that goes on that we don't realize. That there's Yad Hashem behind the scenes. We think there's just a headache, and this is in an extreme case. He was told his mother died, and he finds out not. So I don't know if he would still sue in that case when he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes. Lomaitza, related to the question, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, quotes, his brother-in-law says that yes, that the son can make a bracha of Shechianu. Right? Mishim Tzimchaso Gedola Kedin Bracha of Besaros Tovos. There's no greater Besaros Tovos than finding out your mother's still alive. And therefore he should make the bracha in this case. That's related to the issue of Shamabo Shemes. You know what? Let's just do two more lines. Havi Uvda Ben Nahardo Upasha Rav Sheshes Mehamas Nisan. There was a story in Nahardo, and Rav Sheshes wanted to bring a raya from this brisa that a shavui is yored yarshel and chasav, that he can go down. Right, the brisa says that he can go down. Leirid v'limkar, amalei Rav Amram, v'dilma leirid v'limkar tzan. What do you mean? But maybe it's like we understood it regarding Shmuel. Leirid v'limkar, amalei dilma bipumpedisa atz dema'ailin pila bakupa demachta. Are you from Pumpedisa who literally tried to put elephants in the eyes of a needle? That's such a dachuk shot. Come on. I know the Gemara gave that answer to defend Shmuel, but that's very dachuk. Says the Gemara. He says, why is that a dachuk shot? We're comparing the wives and the children in the Brisa. Just like there, you know, we compare of there's no way for the women, so too by the children. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's why it is Rav Amram was not, even though Rav Amram suggested maybe Leirid v'Limkar Tzaktani, and that's what it means that we're not going to let him, but Lassos, right, as Rashi explains here, but still it's not the Pashup shot of the Bryce, and that's why he got upset. Interesting, he mentions elephants. Elephants are not mentioned in Tanakh. Right, Rav Slifkin points that out in his Svarim. Elephants are not mentioned. Ivory is mentioned. Shane, like Shlomo HaMelech's throne was made of ivory. But elephants are not mentioned. Why? Because elephants weren't around in Eretz Yisrael. We don't know how close they were. They're mentioned in Gemara. They're all different. The Gemara Kiddush talks about how you kona an elephant. Right? If you want to sell an elephant, there's a lot about elephants in the Gemara. But the elephant, obviously, it's amazing. If you look in Perek Shira, right, each animal says a different pasuk. Right, what pasuk does the elephant say? Marabu Masech Hashem. Because there's probably no other creature that, you know, we look at or we imagine that is unbelievable. That it's so huge. Rabbi Slifkin writes in one of his encyclopedia, right, the verse is a simple gasp at the wonder of creation. And there is no animal better than the elephant and making one gasp. Right? Perhaps the reason why many do not pronounce this blessing with God's name today is that our sensitivity has been blunted even towards elephants. We're so used to seeing them in pictures and natural history documentaries that we have become numb to their wonder. In order to regain the inspiration the elephant ought to give us, we need to contemplate and meditate upon its wondrousness. Again, think about the amazingness. And maybe he said the word peel is either from the word he peel. He causes things to fall down. That's where the word peel comes from. And how they communicate with each other. Amazing, different things. In Yom Parshas Noach, right? The gracious Rabbah says that he had to bring elephants on the Teva. He had to bring vines for the elephant, grass for the giraffes, right? So all of this is here. Anyway, elephants are some of the most amazing creatures, and here it is in the Gemara, trying to stick an elephant into the eye of a needle. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue with Moridin. Well, if they shavi, maybe we'll go review those last couple of lines again. We went through them quickly tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.